Why did life do that to me? That was my incarnation, my life. It should never have happened. It was one big mistake. And it's amazing how many people carry a very unhappy identity based on their past. Hoping vaguely that somehow the future is going to free them and somehow make this unhappy story turn around into a happy one. But how could it? Because your sense of self is now totally wedded to the unhappy story. Your sense of self lies in the unhappy story. How could it ever turn around? You don't even want it to turn around because your sense of self is the unhappy one. You feel comfortable with that. Of course, it's unconscious. If you made it conscious and looked at it and see that you are actually, you love your unhappy story. And every story has elements of that. Some stories are very unhappy, but every story has strong elements of that. And then you can see how much there is a refusal to let go of that. Mind movements, all those mind movements. And on the surface, those mind moves might say, oh, maybe my life will get better. You might visit clairvoyance to find out if the story of me is going to improve in the next few years. Is there going to be a change? And the clairvoyant says, yes, I can see a change coming next year. There is somebody coming into your life. And he or she is going to make you happy. Everything will turn around. But you carry the unhappy me. And even if that wonderful being should come into your life, you will interact and react through your unhappy story. And you will make that relationship, you will incorporate that into your unhappy story. And so then you try another clairvoyant, because so it is amazing the prisons that people have constructed for themselves, that they inhabit and even are addicted to the pain of that. Because it's better than not knowing who you are. At least you have an unhappy sense of self, better than no sense of self. So every story has strong elements of that, and to see that even if your story is not totally unhappy, maybe it's half-half, but to see it didn't go the way it was meant to go. But of course you still have future. It can all work out. It won't, of course. Dissatisfaction, unease, problems, fear, anxiety, they're all built into the very structure of that mindset. It's within the structure of the mindset when you identify with mind movements, when you derive your sense of self from a story. You can never get there on that level of complete your sense of self, find yourself fully, the fullness of life. So, and we are here to see it, and already you may see it is, you might think, well, it must be, isn't it very depressing? You are telling us a very depressing story of how our lives are. No, you may detect in yourself a certain recognition. It's quite nice to listen to this. And you recognize something there, and you see it, and the seeing is already freeing.